The White House Report.
President Trump is in trouble. Well, in controversy once again, as it relates to two female reporters and how he disrespected them while calling on them so that they could ask him a question at his most recent press conference in the Rose Garden. President Trump chastised one reporter vehemently, and the other, he basically said she didn't know what she was talking about. But what does this do for the press as they are looking to fight back with freedom of the press? Another question is being raised with this interaction. How does the president look to female voters and independents when it comes to the midterm elections that are less than 6 weeks away? The president is said to be losing independents and women to Democrats. But on a historic note, when it comes to women in the press, then President Barack Obama held a press conference with 8 women. It was historic. I was the last person that he called on in that historic press conference. Also, I remember Helen Thomas when she would ask questions of then President Barack Obama, then President George W. Bush, and then President Bill Clinton. And history shows that many presidents may not have liked her, but they laughed off her tough questions. And also, I recall many journalists, to include retired veteran of the White House Press Corps, Ann Compton, looking into the crowd and seeing how many females would be in the front row asking questions. Women in the press corps is a big deal, especially when it's still a white male dominated room, a white male dominated medium, as well as a white male dominated town of Washington, D.C. April Ryan, AURN News.